Welcome. I want to give you a guided meditation this morning in a little bit of a different way than what is traditional. So sit back, lay down, get into a comfortable position. Now start breathing in through your nose, out through your nose. Allow your tongue to rest comfortably on the roof of your mouth. Breathe naturally and breathe gently. By doing this, slowly we synchronize our brain functions with our heart. And once we're in a place of synchronicity, we come to a calm, secure, and very safe field. So just keep breathing. Now I want you to think of your body as a vessel about to enter a shell. Now this shell is your shell. I want you to take anything that's safe and construct it around you. It's got to be an impenetrable shell. And I want it to be comfortable. So comfortable. Could have pillows, could be lined with silk, it could be light, it could be a cloud, but whatever it is, however your little comfortable vehicle shows up, I want it to be impenetrable, meaning no bad energy. Nothing but the safest, most securest, most gentlest. And once we're there, I want to start looking at the things that get us anxious, or the things that constantly replay each night when our head hits the pillow. Now this is a safe, secure and comfortable place. Nothing can get at us. Nothing can hurt us. This is a beautiful, safe, comfortable, secure, impenetrable shell. And I want the video to be a little distorted, eh? Not crisp and clean. Just a little grainy. Like it's kind of there, but it's not there. Almost like a television channel. It doesn't quite tune in. Some of us are going to find that it's morning traffic. Some of us might find a little bit of a deeper trauma. Some of us might find that it's the fight we had with our significant other. Or it's a dirty look somebody gave us. Someone whose meaning or whose opinion of us we deeply care about. And that's okay. Like I said, it's just a grainy little vision. And we're going to keep breathing in nice and rhythmic. Synchronicity that happens when a mother holds its child, their hearts beat synchronistically within 3 seconds of that touch and exposure. And I want this shell to be that for us. So we find that anxiety. We're not going to touch it. We're just going to look at it. It's like a special specimen that we've collected in our safe little bubble. And what we're going to do is observe it, see what it looks like, see where it came from. We're going to see how it reproduces. Does it have tentacles? Does it creep into other areas? And without judgment, in our safe, secure, and loving, and warm environment, we're just going to observe it. Now, as we observe it, I want you to watch. I want you to notice it's probably a darker color. It's probably not so bright. But eventually and gently, what I want to do is I want to increase the light in the back filter of your vision until the vision itself is so bright you can't see any of it anymore. Just gently observing. Nothing special about this. No emotions attached to it. In fact, by doing this, what we're going to do is we're going to rewire the brain. We're in a safe, secure, comfortable environment. Now I want you to slowly, slowly, slowly increase that light until you're just surrounded in a beautiful, bright, warm, glowing light. One that gently makes your eyes close, like when you look towards the sun on a very warm and beautiful day without eye protection. You just have to gently close your eyes. And you feel that warmth. And keep breathing synchronistically. We want our mind and our hearts to be functioning as one unit. And our safe, secure, and loving environment. Now, I want you to think of the most profoundly beautiful, elevating, powerful thought that you recently remember. And if you don't have a recent memory, that's okay. Like I said, no judgment. We're just going to dig back as far as we can. Till you get to that spot where the tears of joy about exploded inside of you because of the beauty that you were in, because of the world that you existed in, because of the way your thoughts were, or something happened that you just couldn't even imagine. Maybe you were present for a sunset or a sunrise. Maybe the way that wind whispered across the tallest of grasses. It just captivated you, stole your imagination. Maybe it's a childhood memory, something just loving and beautiful and safe, secure. Let that warm light just bask. I want that to come on your screen. I want you to just observe it. I want you to watch, see this memory until you start to feel it in your bones. the deepest sense of that gratitude. Maybe it was your mom when she kissed you one day, or your father. Or maybe it was the sight of your first dog, a puppy licking your face in an uncontrolled way, or your first gut-level laugh that you had with your friends or by yourself. Just take yourself to that moment. Revel in it. I want you to feel it from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. Let the goosebumps pervade. Now this feeling of absolute connectedness, of oneness, of just a deep, deep, deep gratitude. Now this feeling, this is what the universe uses to draw us into a state of abundance, a state of infinite, limitless, relentless possibilities. If it's music you want to play in the background, your little mind with this vision, so be it. It's your world. You do whatever you want in this world. It's your safe, secure, impenetrable world. And as we go through the day, whenever anything tips or challenges that sense of calm, serenity that you're finding yourself in, and hopefully you're there, what I want you to do is come back to this little moment. A couple of deep breaths with your tongue on the roof of your mouth. I want that to engage this exact feeling. And as that feeling's engaged, I just want you to come back to the most grateful moments that you've ever had on this planet. I want your breaths to slow. I want your head and your feet in the same spot. It's time to start paying attention on purpose. We're going to become miners. We're going to watch for these opportunities and these feelings of deep gratitude. We're going to create as many of them as possible, okay? And we're going to hold them in our consciousness. We're going to pull them inside of us. And they're going to permeate and emanate through every cell of our body. Our beings will become radiant. All we have to do to get back to the spot, just remember to take a breath in through our nose, put the tongue to the roof of our mouth, close our eyes for a brief moment, and come back to that safe, secure spot. We are powerful, powerful, powerful beings, and we sold ourselves short for way too long. Welcome to the beauty of this day. This is your day. Let the universe show off through you. Let the cosmic voices that have longed to be birthed, let them come through you. Gratitude is the antenna that grabs it down. So may your day be blessed. May your hearts be open. May your mind be your tool for you to create the life and the day that you would just love to live over and over again. My name is Shane Viatt, and I wish you the very best and blessed of days.